Opinions expressed by talk show hosts or callers on KWRO AM 630 do not necessarily represent or express the opinions of the staff and management of KWRO AM 630 or Bicoastal Media LLC, its sponsors and subsidiaries. And now, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting live from the palatial Bicoastal Media Studios high atop the Hall Building in beautiful downtown Coos Bay, it's the Jim Bice Show. Here he is, Jim Bice, the guy everyone hates to love.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Jim Bice Show. I'm glad you could join me today. A little overcast, but warm, and I guess that's kind of par for this time of the year. I don't know about you, but I've been enjoying the nice weather, getting some yard work done, and I'm hoping by next weekend I can actually go out and play a little bit, providing it isn't raining. So things are looking good right here in the Big River City. I got a couple of announcements that I want to make before we get into the show. This regards a couple of our advertisers. Tom and Giggs out on Shoneman in the Empire area of Coos Bay, they're having an Independence Day special. Now, this is coming up. It'll be 4th of July before we know it. From July 4th through 8th, they're offering 10% off all parts as an indication of their pride in being Americans. Now, that excludes B&D transmissions, but everything else is 10% off. So if you need auto parts and you're not in a big hurry, you might wait for Tom and Giggs Independence Day special because, if you can save 10%, that can amount quite a bit of bucks depending on the parts you need. And the Pyramid, located in the Old City Hall, downtown Coos Bay, on the 26th, June 26th, they're going to have a special event. The It's About Time Big Band will be playing. They're going to have food and drink available. They're a dance band. If you like the old music, it's a great thing to go to. There's going to be a $7 cover charge. That's Sunday, June 26th from 2 to 5 p.m. So put that on your calendar. If you like to dance, if you like big band music, it's going to be a great place to go. I do want to remind everybody that we are being streamed online. You can go to www.kwro.com and you can stream us live from there. Or you can go to my website, www.coosnews.com, and click on the live streaming button and you can stream me right over the internet. If you would like to join the show today, I would love to hear your opinions. You can give me a call at 541-267-2124. If you're outside the immediate calling area, you can call toll-free at 800-507-5569. Now, we need to discuss something that I find a little bit uncomfortable to discuss. It regards one of our commissioners, Cam Perry. Now, I like Cam personally, and he's a new guy. He doesn't know all the ropes, but he's done something that I think you folks need to be aware of. And I don't want to trash the guy per se, but you need to know what's going on. The county commissioners are considering revisiting their approval for the natural gas pipeline from Jordan Cove if and when that project ever gets up and going. And Cam Perry apparently didn't understand the ex parte rules. What ex parte rules mean is that he can't really discuss any kind of county business without a quorum of commissioners being present. It's a state law. It's a good law. It keeps things from happening in the dark and in the dead of night. But Cam apparently didn't quite understand that. And this is a part that concerns me and should concern you. He'd been working with Jody McCaffrey. Now, I'm sure you know that name. She's the head of the Cave People. She is a well-documented liar. She's been against anything that we have tried to do in this county as far as economic development, trying to get people some jobs so we can get some cash flow around here. and she's been against it, and she has not been above lying and stretching the truth to make her point. I don't approve of that. If you've got valid objections, that's one thing. But if you've got to lie and misrepresent and mislead people to pursue your own agenda, then that is a problem. And McCaffrey has done all of that and more. She's got a long history. I don't know what her problem is. I don't know what she thinks in her simple little mind. But she doesn't want any kind of economic development. She doesn't think that you deserve to have a job. She doesn't think that this area deserves to be prosperous. So she and her group of knuckle draggers have slithered out from under their rocks and opposed everything that anybody's tried to do to create jobs in this area. Well, Cam Perry's been consulting with her regarding the possibility that they may revisit the approval for the pipeline to run under the bay, and Perry asked McCaffrey to help him find testimony about oyster and sturgeon impacts that were submitted in last year's hearings. Now, that you know, with her history and documentation of being considerably less than honest, my question is, why would anybody ask her to do anything that's this important? So that's something I thought you needed to know. And remember that McCaffrey was a party to the lawsuit that was brought with Luba to try to stop the Jordan Cove project. Now, whether you're for or against the LNG plant and the LNG pipeline shouldn't be an issue in this. What should be an issue is that we have a commissioner that's calling on somebody that's a known and well-documented liar to provide him information. Now, the other thing that concerns me about Mr. Perry is, I don't know how many of you remember, several years ago, Hank Westbrook had a project. He wanted to build some condominiums up on Crown Point. And some of the folks up there got together and managed to stop him, in essence, on a technicality. But it seems that Cam Perry was a party to that lawsuit to stop the building of those condominiums, which would have created jobs and brought some fairly well-to-do people into the area to spend their money. So these are just some things that I think we need to bear in mind. And I wanted to let you know, like I said, I like Cam Perry. He's a fellow broadcaster here on KWRO. But that being said, I think it's more important that you, the folks, know exactly what we've got going here. I'd like to hear your input on this. I'd like to know what you think about one of our commissioners, consulting with Jody McCaffrey about something as important as the cash flow and the jobs that the Jordan Cove project promises for the area. So give me a call. I want to hear what you think on it. 541-267-2124. I'm going to take a short break, dial the phone. I'll be right back.
Do your vehicle's brakes have you reaching for your ears? How about that? Sound familiar? But where do you get? Or those squealing brakes? Instead of, get on in to Tom & Giggs Auto Body, Muffler & Brakes in Empire. Tom & Giggs has over 35 years of service knowledge and expertise. They're your complete brake and exhaust specialists. Now featuring spray-on bedliners by Permatech, guaranteed not to fade. Tom & Giggs Auto Body, Muffler & Brakes on Schoenemann, across from 7-Eleven in Empire.
Stop in today to the all-new one-stop gun shop, Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop in Coos Bay. Your area leader in quality firearms, Hole in the Wall Gun Shop proudly features the top brands of new and used handguns, hunting rifles, black rifles, antique and collectible guns, ammo, mace, and more. gun cleaning and repair. Expert advice and handgun safety classes for concealed carry permits are offered too. So stop into Hole in the Wall Gun Shop across from Kumyon's on Highway 101 South in Coos Bay. We buy, sell, or trade.
Are you one of those people who has been successful in life but believe others should not have the same opportunities you've had? Do you believe you're qualified to dictate to others how they should live? Do you want what you want regardless of what others may want as long as you get what you want? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then we need you. CAVE, Citizens Against Virtually Everything, needs people like you to deprive young people an opportunity to work and live in our community. We need you to stop all progress and dictate exactly what type of businesses and jobs we will allow in the area. At CAVE, you'll be able to use misinformation and outright lies to obtain whatever you want, regardless of the impact on others. You'll become a valuable member of an elitist group dedicated to the Chicken Little philosophy of the sky is falling, and that virtually nothing is permissible if it leads to progress and benefits others. And remember, as a cave person, you'll be able to associate with other regressive and self-centered people to impose your will on others and demonstrate your arrogance to those foolish enough to listen. So take a moment to review your personal quality to determine if you may be a cave person.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. Apparently nobody thinks that this is inappropriate, that one of our commissioners consorts with Jody McCaffrey. I guess that's fine. I just find it abhorrent that anybody would give that woman credibility for anything. I want to switch gears here. I want to tell you a story about a place here in America. And you can kind of think about it as I'm telling the story and try to guess where it's at. There's a place in America that's descended into an abyss of crime, debauchery, gunplay, drugs, school truancy, carjacking, gangs, and human depravity. Entire city blocks have been burned out. Graffiti has exploded on buildings, cars, trucks, buses, and in schoolyards. And there's trash everywhere. Okay, I guess we do have a call. We have John on line one. John, welcome to the Jim Bice Show. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Jim.
How you doing?
I barely hear you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where are you at?
I'm at the beach.
Oh, okay. Well, must be nice.
But the phone should be just as loud at the beach, really, as it is anywhere else.
Well, you're coming through here fine. I don't know why you can't hear me. Can you pop that up at all, Daryl?
Yeah. Oh.
Okay. Can you hear me better?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay.
Anyway, you were speaking about ex parte contacts.
Right.
I was a newspaper reporter for 11 years before I was a county commissioner.
I'm aware. Yes.
Yeah. And I used to actually carry a little card around about public meetings and things like that in my wallet. Well, the way it was always represented to me was that ex parte contact would pertain on, like, a quasi-judicial proceeding, which in Oregon law, land use decisions, which is what you were talking about.
Exactly.
That's an ex parte contact.
Right.
Meaning that it's a contact with somebody outside of the meeting, you know, the governing body and all of that.
Exactly. And you know, to me, what makes this so inappropriate, other than the fact that Jody McCaffrey, we know what she is, but the fact she was a party to the lawsuit with Luba that tried to stop this whole thing, now they're going to revisit it, and Cam Perry is consorting with her. You know, to me, that seems to fit the definition of ex parte contact.
Well, the persons notwithstanding, I'm not actually even concerned about who the people were.
Uh-huh.
Just as far as practice of government goes, you can have ex parte contacts. You just have to disclose having had those contacts.
Right.
So if, say, when I was a commissioner, and if I talked to you about something, at the beginning of the meeting, I would say I have had the following ex parte contacts. On 13 June, I spoke with Jim Bice about this. We talked generally about the process, and I don't believe that will influence my ability to make a decision today.
Right.
And then on the 12th, you know, you just disclose all that stuff.
Yeah.
And of course, it's always better to be more forthcoming than less, so that one, you don't want to have an actual bias any more than, you know, people are humanly inclined to have, but you keep that as much to a minimum as you possibly can, because you're talking in land use, it's obviously somebody's hoped for investment, and you screw that up, you're messing up somebody's chance at making a living.
Well, you know, I agree with you, John, and I understand what you're saying, because when you were commissioner, you and I did have conversations about various things. The thing that makes this inappropriate to me is the fact that, you know, basically he's having conversations with someone who has actually been a party to an effort to try to stop the project. Does that mean that he should recuse himself from any deliberations on this issue?
Well, the way it worked would be you'd make that disclosure, which you said he did. I mean, you make
right.
that. And then if there were somebody, say, in the audience or maybe even later that was going to appeal it, but generally at the end of the time where you make those disclosures, then when I was chairman, which I was for 6 of the 8 years, you'd say, okay, based on the preceding disclosures, does any party to this action want to discuss any commissioner's ability to hear this or to ask to have them removed
right.
from hearing this? So you really want to do it at the time when you're supposed to do it.
Okay. Okay.
And then
so
as far, though, everything with the public, when a communication with, say, an Oregon elected official is not an ex parte contact. For example, if it's a legislative kind of a thing, like you're developing an ordinance, I've always thought, and the commissioners I work with thought, that the more contacts you had with the citizens, the better.
Oh, I would agree with that.
Judicial proceedings, quasi-judicial proceedings, they're ex parte contacts you got to announce. But on legislative matters or most of that other stuff, hey, talk to everyone you can.
Well, I think in most cases, you know, one of the biggest complaints I've heard over the years from not only you but many other elected officials is oftentimes they're making decisions without adequate public input. People don't come forward and express their views until after the fact. And,
oh, yeah. Well,
you know,
I don't know how that's ever going to change.
Well, I don't either.
That's one of those things in political life. It's kind of like gravity. You just have to accept it.
Yeah, more or less, yeah. No, I understand. I guess my concern, again, is the fact that here we have a commissioner that's theoretically going to have to make a decision on an issue, and he's requesting information from one of the people who is vehemently opposed to it. So we already know what kind of information that person's going to provide. It just seems to me to be an inappropriate thing. Perhaps some of the listeners or even I myself might attend that meeting and bring that up at the meeting at the appropriate time.
Well, whatever. Me, I have fish to catch, so.
Yeah, I know. Well, you're a man of leisure now. You know, while the rest of us are slaving away here.
It's your turn.
Thanks, John.
See you later.
Take care. Thanks for the call. that was former Commissioner John Griffith. John and I go back quite a ways, and I think it was a terrible loss when he was defeated, but that's okay. It was a voter's choice. I still think that this whole thing is totally inappropriate, and I think that anybody that can be at the meeting once it's announced, where they bring up this discussion of revisiting the pipeline route, this should be brought up at the meeting. And I personally think that Cam Perry should recuse himself, because just by who he's associating with would give at least a prima facie indication of where he stands on the whole issue. Now, I know that our newest commissioner, Fred Messerly, has already indicated that he does have a personal interest, since the pipeline will more than likely go across his property. So he's already indicated that he will recuse himself, which is proper. But I think Cam Perry should as well. Hopefully he'll do it willingly. If not, I think it behooves the people of this county to get somebody to rule on this that's impartial. And judging by the fact that Cam Perry is asking, I guess, advice or information from Jody McCaffrey would indicate to me that he's anything but impartial. Anyway, enough said on that.
I did have a question for you.
Yeah.
So if is this thing working? I guess so. So if Fred has already recused himself or is planning on that, and then
right.
Cam recuses himself, that'll leave Bob Mann as the deciding factor on that?
Right. And I don't know how that would work, because then there would no longer be a quorum.
Right. That's what my question
so
was.
I don't know how that would work out legally, but, you know, as a citizen of Coos County, I don't think that we should have anybody making decisions on any major issue who's already indicated that there's a conflict of interest. And, you know, Fred Messerly has done the right thing right up front. And I don't know, in all honesty, given his background of having been a party to a lawsuit to stop progress and then consorting with Jody McCaffrey, who we all know is anti-everything.
Yeah, I think she was one of the deciding factors on the Sitka Dock project being terminated.
Yes,
out
yes,
there on,
she
on
was.
Cape Arago Highway.
She was, and she's been involved in quite a number of other things. The South Coast Reinforcement Project to bring additional electric power into the county. She opposed that. She opposed the county's natural gas pipeline. You know, she's been against anything that's going to create jobs or in any way, shape, or form going to benefit the people of this county. So just his mere association on this level would seem to indicate to me a conflict of interest. We do need to take another break. While we're taking this break, I have in my hot little hand, we got a giveaway.
Oh.
We're giving away all sorts of stuff.
Are you telling me I have to go back to work?
Yeah, you got to work for a change.
Oh, all right.
Okay, the shop. They're located down at 134 South Broadway in Coos Bay. It's where the old
Quiznos
sub
used
shop.
To be.
Yeah. Where they used to be in that building, that green building. Anyway, they've got greeting cards, specialty gifts, and ice cream cones. And we're approaching summer here real fast. So what I have is I have a certificate for the third caller that calls in at 541-267-2124. I'm gonna give you a certificate for a free ice cream cone over at the shop. Give you a chance to go in there and look around, and they've got great ice cream cones. So third caller, 541-267-2124, gets a free ice cream cone from the shop, and I'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a good mechanic? At Tom's Bulldog Automotive, located on Highway 101 in the Bunker Hill area of Coos Bay, they offer dealer quality service and repairs at lower prices. They're locally owned and operated, so you get the personal attention you need. First they listen to you, then they listen to your vehicle. Their ASE certified technicians perform only the services you ask for. No surprises. If you're looking for trustworthy, top-notch vehicle care, Tom's Bulldog Automotive is the place. They take a bite out of the high cost of vehicle repairs. Call them today at 541-269-0399.
Paid for by Stansberry & Associates Investment Research.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's. artist called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself.
You can find the video at www.endofamerica44.com. That's End of America, the number 44.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica44.com. That's End of America 44.com.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the custom fit orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
At Advance Auto Parts, our service commitment doesn't just apply at our stores. It stretches online to advanceautoparts.com. Find the right part for your car from our expanded selection of over 350,000 quality parts, all with detailed images and info, plus 24/7 live customer service. That's a service commitment you can depend on. Right now, save $20 on orders of $50 or more at advanceautoparts.com/drive. See site for details. Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part.
Summertime itches from bug bites, sunburn, and poison ivy need fast relief. Try Gold Bond Maximum Relief Cream with two maximum strength medicines that cool and soothe pain and itch on contact. And for those everyday itches from rashes, dry skin, allergies, even recurring conditions, there's new Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream with two medicines and seven moisturizers that work a full 24 hours. Remember, for a quick itch fix, get Maximum Relief Cream. And for long-lasting healing, pick up new Intensive Healing Cream, only from Gold Bond. Use as directed.
If you've never experienced gelling with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gelling does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class
while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. We did give away the certificate for an ice cream cone, so we will get that sent out. And I have a caller holding Ronnie on line three. Ronnie, welcome to the Jim Bice Show.
Hi, Jim. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, as a matter of fact. It's a beautiful day.
You sound very up.
Okay.
What do you do? I had a couple issues with what you're talking about with the commissioners.
Okay.
One on Fred Messerly. I want you to check and see what's actually going on with him. It's my understanding, I wasn't there in person, it's my understanding that he recused himself from the structuring of the remand hearing.
Yeah,
so that Cam and Bob, you know, went on and decided it would be de novo or open to new information rather than just on the record. But
yeah.
I haven't heard that he's going to recuse himself from the hearing itself.
Well, he's got to. If there, here's the deal. On normal business, ex parte contact or conflict of interest is not normally that big of a deal, because after all, commissioners are citizens of the county, just like all the rest of us. But on a land use issue, it becomes a quasi-legal situation, which is bound by specific laws under Oregon statute. And ex parte contact on a quasi-judicial situation, it would be like being in court on trial for something and having the attorneys go out and talk to somebody outside the courtroom without doing it in front of you. They can't do that. The reason Fred Messerly's indicated that he would recuse himself is because he's got a direct conflict of interest, because the proposal for that pipeline goes right across his property.
Yes, I know. And he actually had a very good idea, even if somewhat self-serving, to take the pipeline up over Blue Ridge, which would save a whole lot of people from having the problem he has.
Right. And, you know, at this point, from what I've been able to find out, I don't think that any specific route has really been determined at this point. I understand there's still a lot of negotiation to be done.
I'll bet there is, Jim. I wanted to go over to the CAM side of this issue.
Oh, okay.
CAM also is the new commissioner.
Yes.
And somebody used a delightful phrase, calling him artfully correct. You might call him affably correct. He is constantly seeking information, and he opens himself to everyone. He's very upfront about, you know, if you want to discuss this, come to me. My door is open. Here's my phone number. You know, he's very open. And so the fact that he has talked to Jody, who has, you know, an extended long-term history with LNG and the pipeline, doesn't come to me as any surprise. The only thing that would surprise me is, especially when he wasn't thinking ex parte, because it wasn't, you know, remanding hadn't, you know, I mean, he's, it's very new to him.
Yeah, it is. And you know, I'm, my object here is not to trash Cam Perry. I like Cam.
Yeah, well, my point is I would be very surprised, given the openness of his nature, if he hasn't gone over to the pro side. Because he wants to have a balance, he wants information to be balanced. He wants to hear the bad side, the good side, the upside, the downside, so that he can put this together in his mind and make a good determination. And I would just be shocked to think that he hasn't talked to anybody who thinks that the pipeline and the LNG are a good project, that they would benefit the community. It wouldn't seem to me to be Cam Perry to only talk to one side.
No, I don't disagree with you at all. You know, on any other situation, I think his open door policy and wanting to get all sides of the issue are commendable. I think that's the right thing for a public official to do. The problem here is, because it is a quasi-judicial situation, the only place that they can actually take testimony to be considered would be in a formal open meeting. And that's where the problem comes in. Now, I realize that since he's new, he's not familiar with all the rules, and I guess that's to be expected. It's difficult to know all the rules, to tell you the truth.
Sometimes it's close to impossible.
Yeah. You know, I've been reporting on this kind of thing for over 20 years, and sometimes I get confused on it, to be quite frank.
No.
Yeah, believe me. you have no idea how frequently I get online to review laws and rules because, oddly enough, some of them are even somewhat contradictory. Gee, imagine that.
I can't think. Yeah, not with our legislature.
No, I can't imagine government contradicting itself. Can you?
No, I can't. I have a question for you, and it's right in line with all of this, who can talk to who and when and what.
Okay.
We have three commissioners, and they have a land use before them. In fact, this is the second time this one's been before them.
Right.
And this is not to argue, this is to actually ask you a question. How are they supposed to get information, especially prior to going into a really heated, charged up, you know, meeting, on the topic if they can't talk to the people involved in the project?
You know, that's a good question. Technically, in theory at least, they can go out and they can do their research on their own, but they can't really talk to any of the parties involved. Now, they can go to neutral parties, which on this issue, I don't know if there is such a thing.
You'd be pretty hard-pressed to find them.
Yeah, because it's a polarizing issue, but in theory, they can go out and they can obtain information from disinterested or neutral parties to assist them in making their decisions. The problem we have on this particular issue is I don't know if there's anybody in the entire county that hasn't already at least decided to lean one way or the other on it. So it becomes extremely difficult, and that being the case, by law, the only place that they can take any kind of testimony or garner information is through the hearings process. So it's one of those tough things, and you know, I don't know if there's a right answer or wrong answer, or you know, it almost defies common sense.
It really does, and I'm glad to hear you say that because you have quite a large audience, and compliments to you on that. The problem, you know, you get to these meetings, and I know you've been at them, and I've been at them, and a whole bunch of other people have.
Right.
And you may have 2 minutes, you may have 3 minutes, you may have 5 minutes.
Exactly.
Depending on who's running the little dog and pony show, and on an issue that is involved as something like a 230-foot pipeline going across the various, you know, multitude types of terrain it's going across.
Right.
Taking away the private property rights, perhaps 2 minutes or 3 minutes isn't quite enough for either side to present, you know, a cogent, this is why it should be, this isn't why it should be. It's just the process is flawed, Jim.
Well, it is, and you know, I think on something of this magnitude, what should be done, and I don't know, you know, far be it from me to tell public officials what to do. It's not my job. But on something of this magnitude, where it is so polarizing and we do have so many people impacted, I think it would behoove the commissioners. You know, at one time they did have a hearing with an impartial referee. I think maybe it's time we did something similar. Get an impartial referee in here, take the testimony, give people as long as they need to make their presentation, and then weigh that. You know, one of the problems with doing that is I've been to them. I know you have too, Ronnie, and people have a tendency to get off on a tangent and don't stick to the subject.
It's often, I think, because the rules are so convoluted and people who don't get into this knee-deep don't understand that there are these little teeny tiny parameters in which you can, you know, address the issue.
Exactly. And you know, unfortunately, those parameters are set by law.
Yes.
But if people would focus on that rather than just going up and venting, I think it would be a whole lot better for everybody involved in the process. And I think if the commissioners are going to revisit this, the least they could do is perhaps set some sort of a time and place where and give it enough time for publicity to get a lot of people there. Maybe print up a sheet establishing the parameters and let people come in and speak as long as they need to, as long as they stay within the parameters.
That's an excellent idea for them to actually create a sheet with the parameters. And it would be no trouble at all because the planning department already does that.
Exactly. You know, you and I've both been to dozens, if not hundreds, of planning commission meetings. And that's pretty much how they do it. And, you know, you've got to have rules. If they set something up like that, make it understood at the outset that if the speaker deviates from the parameters, they get cut off and the next person gets their opportunity. But I think that would make sense. It would give the commissioners an opportunity to hear all sides equally and let people make their case.
Well, Jim, I'm glad that you and I have had this little conversation and that we have solved all the problems of this county.
Yeah, right. Well, I do appreciate your call, Ronnie. You know, I know in the past you and I have been on opposite sides of certain issues, and we probably still are.
Frequently, often on opposite sides.
But I think we're both coming from the same place. We both want what's best, and we both want the rules to be obeyed.
Yes.
And I think that's a healthy situation. You know, it's okay to disagree. To the best of my knowledge, you've been upfront and honest. Anything you presented, even though I've disagreed, you haven't gone to the extent of misrepresentation or lying like some people I can mention. And I appreciate that. It's healthy to disagree as long as you stick to the truth.
Well, yes, I agree. Somebody had a great title out so many years back. I'm okay, you're okay.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm not sure I'm okay, but
that's just a little bit. You're on the air, you know.
Jim being okay is debatable, but we can
But I do appreciate the call, and you brought up some valid points. I hope we clarified it.
Well, I'm hoping the commissioners were listening or will listen to a tape, because I think some of the ideas you brought up and some of the concerns off of my side, you know, are very valid, you know, countywide, and I, you know, something needs to be done to address these.
Well, and I agree with you. You know, I make no bones. I'm unabashedly in favor of LNG because of the potential of what it can do for us economically. But at the same time, I'm also a very strong supporter of private property rights. And I think someplace in between, there's got to be ground where both sides can win on this. The problem is, if we have people polarized to the point that it puts the decision makers in a choice of either or, that doesn't solve anything. We need to negotiate some sort of agreement where everybody wins.
Yeah, well, you and I both know we're 80 miles apart. Not you and I,
right?
But the pro forces and the anti forces, you know, are not having any meaningful dialogue. I don't see anybody thinking about rerouting the pipeline, even if that pipeline isn't exactly rooted yet. It's very close to rooted. I mean, they've got a lot of their property
right.
Okay from the property owners. So so it's fairly much in work.
Well, see, we unfortunately, Ronnie, we've got a third entity into this that nobody's actually heard from yet, and that's the feds. You know, and ultimately, I think it's going to be them that makes the bottom line decision. That concerns me. You know, we're the people that live here. This is our county. We own it, not the federal government. And I don't have a problem with them being facilitators, but I think they should be listening to what we have to say, and I'm afraid that's not going to happen.
Don't hold your breath, Jim. And look at what Salem just did with, what was it, Senate Bill 2700?
Oh, yeah.
You know, for your listeners who don't know, it was a fast track so that the pipeline people can go ahead and get their permit prior to having all the owners sign on to the land.
Well,
you know, and then they'll just take it by eminent domain. And, you know, I don't think that served Coos County either.
Well, you know, I looked at both sides of that, and I actually read the bill. And I guess I've got to favor. Here's why. I have worked with many businesses over the years that have tried to, you know, not on the magnitude of the pipeline, but just trying to establish a business. And by the time you run around and get all your permitting, you know, you've got a certain amount of time to do it. Oftentimes, because of the way the bureaucracy works, your first permits are expired by the time you've got your last permits in place. And something needed to be done to basically give businesses an equal footing here and give them a fair shot. Now, I realize that this whole thing is geared somewhat towards the LNG thing, but at the same time, you've got to give businesses a fair shake with government, and they haven't had that for a long time in this state.
No, and I don't see us going in the right direction. I don't see anything that came out of this legislature or that currently has come out of the legislature that has done anything to help business. Everything I see is a further regulation or another fee, an increase in fees, more taxation, more restrictions, more requirements. I don't see anything.
Well, I agree with you. I think it's part of this thing that we're seeing, and it seems to have pervaded our culture now, the class envy thing and the redistribution of wealth. For some reason or other, there's a significant number of people out there that seem to think that the businesses have all the money, that other people somehow deserve the fruits of other people's labor, and I don't agree with that. You know, businesses aren't, you know, rich businessmen aren't as prevalent as some people would have you think.
Well, you know, there's the other thing, too, and you've heard it as many times, if not more than I have, no poor man ever hired me.
Yeah. No, well, that's it. I've never gotten a check from a poor person. Okay. Well, I thank you for the call, Ronnie. It's been interesting. Call again.
Oh, I will.
Okay. You have a great day. I've got another caller holding, but we're running behind. We need to take a short break. If Dan will hold on line six, we'll get to you right after the break. We'll be right back.
Stop by Jim Vick Auto Sales in their new location on the corner of Virginia and Broadway in North Bend. You'll find just the right vehicle at just the right price. They've got a broad selection of quality inspected cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs in every price range. Jim Vick has been in the car business for over 40 years in this area and has served three generations of Bay Area residents. Give Jim a call at 541-808-2400. That's Jim Vick Auto Sales for your next vehicle.
If I can't save you money, I don't deserve your business.
Need tires for your car, truck, RV, travel trailer, or ATV? Far West Tire Factory, located on Highway 101 just north of the Red Lion Motel, has everything you need. They sell all the name brands you're familiar with. Michelin, BF Goodrich, Cooper, Goodyear, Firestone, Uniroyal, Goodrich, ProComp, and Dunlap. And the best bargain on the market today, Kelly Springfield Tires. They're a really good deal on a great tire. Far West Tire Factory also specializes in custom wheels, shocks, brakes, alignments, lube and oil filters, coolant and transmission flushes, and tune-ups. Far West Tire Factory is one of almost 200 locally owned and operated tire factory stores in the 10 western states, so they'll serve all of your automotive needs wherever you travel.
Don't you love really fresh seafood? Fish, clams, oysters, scallops, and chowder? Now it's available right in the heart of downtown Coos Bay. The Pyramid, located upstairs in the old City Hall building, is an upscale seafood restaurant serving the freshest seafood dinner every evening from 5 to 9 p.m. Of course, at the Pyramid, you can also enjoy your favorite adult beverage along with your dinner and dance to a live band on Saturday night. On Mondays, treat yourself to tacos for just $1 each, and Wednesdays are our special day for seasoned citizens. The Pyramid, the new option for fine dining and dancing in downtown Coos Bay. Enjoy fine dining at the Pyramid tonight.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. As promised, we're going to go right to the phones. Line 6, Dan, welcome to the Jim Bice Show.
Hi, Jim. This is Dan Varujan.
Yes, I know who it is. And I'm sure that you have something on your mind, Dan.
Well, you betcha. You know, this latest round with Luba coming back to us about having to look at Olympic oysters,
right,
and green sturgeon, and the...
Right.
It's another one of these bogus environmental things tying up industry.
Well, of course, you know, this was brought about by the complaint brought by Jody McCaffrey and her knuckle-dragging cave people.
Now, let me tell you something about, you know, as far as I know, there are no Olympic oysters in Haines Inlet, so I don't even know why we're talking about them. If they're there, there's no problem. I mean, I'll give you an example. 25 years ago, the port built a docking facility in South Slough. It's called the Distant Waterfleet Dock.
Okay.
And they went ahead and spent, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of dollars building this thing. And then at the end, they needed to dredge out in front of the dock so they could get deeper vessels there.
Right.
At which time, they discovered, through ODFW, that there was a huge spawning population of gaper clams there.
Okay.
And so, to mitigate for that, I had to create another clam bed across the channel.
Right.
We actually created another clam bed and seeded it with clams, which is a far more difficult thing to do than just picking up a handful of oysters and moving them out of the way until you get the pipeline through and then putting them back.
Yeah, because they'll do fine anyway.
Talk about that. Now,
well,
the green sturgeon.
Right.
You know what that's based on? One fish that I caught in the 80s down at the lower end of the bay when I was still teaching classes out at the Institute.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's one fish is...
It's unfortunate that I even reported that to ODFW, because it's just they're using it now as a hammer to do everything, you know, under the block. Stuff.
You got to remember, the Luba people got a complaint. They had to address it. They didn't know stuff from apple butter. So they remanded it back with the idea that hopefully somebody here will know something about it. And then we got McCaffrey and her bunch of knuckle-draggers involved in having ex parte contact with one of the decision-makers. That's where we're at, and it's you're right. It's all green weenie crap.
It is. And, you know,
that's designed,
the thing about that is the three commissioners should have just asked a few questions of ODFW to find out what we're dealing with here, and maybe some other biologists that know something about the distribution of these animals. And then they could have, that last meeting, they could have just said, this isn't an issue, and that's it. It's over. But yeah. No, we're going to have a special hearing with an out of area judge to rule on it. What the hell is that?
Well, that's the tactic. It's delay and stall and keep the meter running and run the price up until it becomes economically non-viable. That's been the tactic.
You know what dire straits we are in this nation in terms of cheap energy sources?
Oh, absolutely.
And when it starts to collapse, I'm telling you, the pendulum's going to swing.
Well,
and
I think
are going to be routed out, especially the ones in state government.
I think we should all go to Jody McCaffrey's house so she can fill our tanks with gas.
Yeah, and then as regards the pipeline and on the private lands, you know, I get your last caller. I get really upset when I hear him talking about private property rights. Let me tell you something. These people, where the hell are they when the state goes around passing laws that state that wetlands are waters of the state? And they basically took my bottom land pasture without giving me a penny for it.
Well, I know. I agree with you.
These people are going to get money for those easements. And that company is going to do everything possible to keep that easement from disrupting whatever, you know, farming activities they have going on. And I made it clear to them when they were routing roughly around where I was that you could take it right down through the middle of my pasture. I could care less. In fact, I'd get a nice new fence out of it.
Yeah, as long as they pay you, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just absurd that we sit and listen to this garbage.
Well, you know, I agree with you to a point.
We're not going to come to some middle ground, and we shouldn't. And the reason we shouldn't is these people are destroying this society.
Okay, I got to cut you off, Dan, because we're up against a hard break that I can't control.
You betcha. I got in what I wanted to say.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Bye.
Before I go to, we're not going to have time before we go to the break. When we come out of the break, we're going to give away some tickets to the Texaco Country Showdown. So stay with us. We're going to hear some news and some weather, and I'll be right back.
The Southern